Continuing our conversation about Desert Harvest with Arizona plant lady Noelle Johnson, a horticulturist, an arborist. You listed like six or seven different certifications there at the beginning of the interview. Very well studied in all things plant, and we're talking about things in the desert you can eat, and you were mentioning something about ground cherries. I'm not familiar with that, but I'm very, very curious.
I know. When you see the word ground cherry, you're like, what the heck is that? Well, there's another name for it that you probably recognize. It's a tomatillo. You know, that little green fruit, and it's native. It's native to the desert, and their fruit, when you see it growing on the plant, it's encased in like a tan papery sack. So you remove that, and then you have this beautiful green tomatillo inside. Now you can cook them, and they're delicious, and chop them up and put them into salsa. But they can also be eaten raw. But I do want to make a point that we're talking about edible parts of different types of plants. Just because one part of a plant is edible, it does not necessarily mean the whole plant is edible. Mm. So with the tomatillo ground cherry plant, the fruit is edible, but you don't want to eat the leaf.
Good point. And when I hear cherry, I automatically think red, but this is a green fruit I'm looking for.
Yes.
And then ocotillo, got to mention those. The last couple wet, rainy winters have sure made those red blooms on the ocotillo and the green on the leaves a very rich color.
They're so beautiful, and the green will leaf out again during the monsoon season. But here's a common myth about ocotillo. People think that they're a cactus, and you can see why. You know, they're very thorny, but they're actually a shrub. Hmm. And they're beautiful vermilion, dark orange flowers are actually, they have a lovely tangy flavor, a tangy sweet flavor, and they can be soaked in water, and then they create this really refreshing, cool drink.
I didn't know they were a shrub. I thought they were a cactus as well. Good. See, always learning something.
Oh, yes.
They also, at the end of their life, or you know, they make a great decorative fence. Have you ever seen one of those, Gary, where they've got the fence about waist high, and it's all the ocotillo spines that they've got strung vertically?
Yeah.
Very nice Southwest accent.
You could do a living fence as well. So you can take living canes, that's what you call the branches of an ocotillo, and plant those in a row, and you can create a living ocotillo fence.
Even better. what else are we missing as it comes to desert edibles?
Well, this is something that you're going to maybe find in your backyard, and they're not native, but they're worldwide, and these are edible weeds that you might find in your backyard. And I have three to share with you. The first one is called London Rocket, or it might also be familiar to you as wild mustard, and it's related to broccoli, cauliflower, and kale. And it tastes a little bit like watercress, but with a little more spice. And the young leaves and flower buds are great to use in salads.
Wild
mustard. So, you know, look up a picture. Whenever we're talking about these plants, make sure you are absolutely sure that's what you have, because some plants can look kind of similar and not be the same thing.
Okay, and so there's one, wild mustard.
Yeah. The second one is called purslane, and it's a low-growing weed, but it has these little green succulent leaves, and all parts of it are edible. And you can eat the leaves and the stems and sprinkle them in a salad. They're absolutely delicious. And the third one is probably a weed that we are all familiar with, dandelions. And dandelions, you know, we're familiar. They have the bright yellow flower, and then it produces that beautiful little globe of seeds that we like to blow. And all parts of dandelions are edible. And we use the leaves in salads or soups. The yellow flowers have kind of a sweet flavor, and you can eat them raw. And the roots of dandelions, you can use them in a soup, like cut them up like a root vegetable. And if that's not enough, you can dry the roots, roast them, and use them to brew a coffee substitute.
Hmm. Good to know. Dandelion root. So you would dehydrate it, dry them out, and then boil them in water as a coffee substitute?
Yes.
Interesting. I'm going to have to try that. So this is kind of a last-minute question as we wind down this outdoor living hour. What's the strangest thing you've eaten out of the wild, Noelle?
Oh, gosh. Strangest thing out of the wild. I ate a sea pod from one of the seeds from a Palo Verde tree. So you don't eat the pod, but you go inside and you actually take out the little seed. And they taste a little bit like, it tastes a little bit like a pea. So I have had that.
Palo Verde pods. Okay. And you've got a couple websites for the listeners.
I do. If you want to get more into the edible desert garden, there's two websites. One is called fireflyforest.com, and the second is desertharvesters.org. And you can have a lot of fun with this. There are also some really great books out there that you can get on Amazon. And one is called Sonoran Desert Food Plants by Charles Kane.
It's Arizona Plant Lady Noelle Johnson that's been spending her Saturday morning with us. Thank you so much for your time and the education on local edible plants.
Thank you for having me.